Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The DH, Paul Dade. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground for a single. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Potek. Alexander scores. Kuiper moves to third. Dade moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Paxton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dade hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White catches it and throws to first to double up Norris. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thornton strikes out. 1 out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale covering, for the out. 2 outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 2 in the game. Hera takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. White reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. White scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett scores. It's Indians, 3, Royals, 3. Don Hood now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Alexander and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Spillner now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Spillner covering, for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. White reaches second base with a double. Potek moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground for a single. Horace Speed pinch runs for Bobby Bonds. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speed. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Royals, 4. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herrera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Al Raboski now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Date is walked intentionally. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive towards short. Patek catches it and throws to second to double up Herrera. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. UL Washington pinch runs for Tom Paquette. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. White hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Monge now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson scores. Lockhock moves to third. Washington moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.